Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, the lady Hannah is praying. And at the very end of her prayer, she says, "He will give strength to his king and exalt the power of his anointed." This is a prophetic utterance right here. Prophecy usually has two stages of fulfillment, a fulfillment in the present and then in the later future. And we know that David becomes this anointed king that Hannah is talking about, and his power is lifted up. He brings rest to the land of Israel. But we also know that God's judgment is ultimately seen in Jesus Christ, in his judgment of our sin on Jesus, and then his strength and power are exalted in the resurrection. This whole scene closes with Elkanah going to Ramah, that's Hannah's husband, presumably with family in tow. And we rejoice in the sovereignty of God, which reigns over the seeming might of men. It reigns over the harsh words of men, so that God has the last and final word. This is what we see as we wrap up chapter 2. As you pray today, please remember Stan Scroggins and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Kererwe Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.